From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A high-ranking Navy official said there is no missing girl at a collapsed Mexico City school that had become a focus of rescue efforts following this week's deadly magnitude 7.1 earthquake. However, Navy Assistant Secretary Angel Enrique Sarmiento did say an adult may still be alive in the rubble. Sarmiento said that while there are blood traces and other signs suggesting that someone is alive, all the school's children have been accounted for.
We corroborated with public education, with the delegation, and with the school, and all the totality of the children. Regrettably, some are deceased. Others, I repeat, are at the hospital, and the rest are safe in their homes.
At least 245 people were killed in Tuesday's earthquake, and that includes an additional 2,000 who were injured. While meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new executive order that targets individuals, companies, and financial institutions that finance and facilitate trade with North Korea.
And I'm very proud to tell you that, as you may have just heard moments ago, China, the central bank, has told their other banks, a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
In addition, Trump is sending Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to a Security Council session to press for enforcement of the sanctions against Pyongyang aimed at limiting its funds for weapons development. Hurricane Maria continues to dump more heavy rain on Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands. VOA News. After election results were nullified and deemed irregular last month, Kenya has pushed back new presidential elections until October 26th. Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or the IEBC, made the announcement via Twitter. The vote had been initially scheduled for October 17th, but the opposition party had pushed for a later date. VOA East Africa correspondent Jill Craig explains.
They said in the tweet that this is because after the Supreme Court's full judgment came out yesterday, which outlined the things that it said went wrong in the transmission of results during the August 8th elections, they had to move these elections in order to allow enough time to get their ducks in line, so to speak.
Tensions between the judiciary and the president continued Thursday when Uhuru Kenyatta harshly attacked the court's nullification of his reelection as a blow to the democratic ideals Kenyans fought for. South Korean President Moon Jae-in addressed the United Nations General Assembly. He said he did not desire the collapse of North Korea, and he said South Korea would not seek reunification by absorption or artificial means. Here is Moon via an interpreter.
I urge North Korea to abandon its hostile policies against other countries and give up its nuclear weapons program in a verifiable and irreversible way.
Moon called on the international community to strongly and sternly respond until North Korea ends its nuclear weapons development. A truck filled with aid for Rohingya Muslim refugees in Bangladesh veered off a road and fell into a ditch Thursday, killing at least 9 aid workers. Miller Sega has the story.
The accident occurred hours after another aid shipment in the refugees' home state in Myanmar was attacked by a Buddhist mob. Both shipments were from the International Committee of the Red Cross. More than 420,000 refugees have crossed into Bangladesh in less than a month. The Rohingya exodus began August 25th after Rohingya insurgent attacks on police set off a military crackdown. Millar Sega, VOA News.
On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump met with Afghan counterpart Ashraf Ghani. Ghani thanked Trump for a recent announcement to increase the number of American troops in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan, an increase of over 25% in the number of American forces currently there. UN investigators will help Iraq collect evidence to build potential war crimes cases against Islamic State extremists under a resolution the Security Council approved. But some major rights groups say it's one-sided and overlooks abuses by Iraqi and other forces fighting the IS militants. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.